Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 8th. Happy Missions Monday. And happy birthday to Miss Sharon Howard. Thank you, Sharon, for all the ways that you enrich our fellowship here at Mountain Brook Baptist. And we hope that you have a wonderful birthday. I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Acts, chapter 14, in verse 8, and we'll go through verse 28. We'll read Psalm 10, and we're starting a new book, the book of Nehemiah. First, let's read from Acts, chapter 14, starting in verse 8. In Lystra, there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to a living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with those words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and he went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. And now from the Psalms, we read Psalm 10. "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts of the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. He is haughty, and your laws are far from him. He sneers at all his enemies. He says to himself, 'Nothing will shake me. I'll always be happy and never have trouble.' His mouth is full of curses and lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. He lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent, watching in secret for his victims. He lies in wait like a lion in cover. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, God has forgotten. He covers his face and never sees. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, He won't call me to account? But you, O God, do see trouble and grief. You consider it to take it in hand. The victim commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Call him to account for his wickedness that would not be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, in order that man, who is of the earth, may terrify no one. And now let's turn over to the book of Nehemiah. Today we start this wonderful book, and we start with a prayer from Nehemiah. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night, for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. I just wanted to comment just a minute on Nehemiah, his wonderful prayer, especially the beginning where it says, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. And we've seen this most fully in our Lord Jesus Christ, who obeyed fully the covenant with the Lord. And because of that, we can have relationship with God our Father. And we pray, Lord, thanking you that your ear is attentive to us. Your eyes are open to us. You welcome us, not because of anything that we could do, but because of what the Lord has done on our behalf. And so we praise him for that. We want to move to Missions Monday, and we want to be praying this week for foster children in Alabama. Yesterday was considered Stand Sunday for the Alabama Baptist Children's Home and Family Ministries, who serve orphans and foster children in our state in a variety of ways. And so this is an annual special emphasis led by the Christian Alliance for Orphans, and they focus on foster care awareness. And so today we just want to pray for the approximately 6,000 children who are in foster care in our state alone, for those who are at Alabama Baptist Children's Home campuses, for those who are in Alabama Baptist Children's Home foster families, and for the Pathways Professional Counseling that is through the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence. But even as we do, we're reminded, like Nehemiah was reminded, that we are not worthy because we have sinned against you in word and in deed. We pray, Lord, in these moments that you would hear our prayers nonetheless because of Jesus and his work on our behalf. And we want to lift to you our brothers and sisters who are working at Alabama Baptist Children's Home, and for foster families, parents who have taken in foster children, and we pray specifically for the children who are in need. We pray for the campuses where moms and children are living. We pray for the foster care parents that they would be able to show the love of Christ. And we pray for children who are in professional counseling as they talk through their struggles with the counselors, that they might be able to help them see a Christ-centered hope for their futures. We thank you for those in our midst who are examples of your great love to our fellowship as they have taken on foster care as their ministry. Lord, help us as a church to come alongside our sisters and to support them well. We pray, Lord, that each child that grows up in our church will come to know you and to be loved by you and to be celebrated by the church. We thank you, Lord, for the great gift that we have of community. And we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to give us a sense of your love and your care and of our responsibility to be church to one another. We thank you and praise you and pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.